The CDC makes a move. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, just out with new guidance that most Americans can safely take a break from wearing masks. It's targeting areas where COVID-19 is posing much less of a threat to hospitals, but they are still recommending masks in areas with a high risk of infection. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calling on Russia to immediately stop its attack on Ukraine as NATO deploys its Rapid Response Force for the first time, bolstering defenses in member countries near Ukraine.
The United States, Canada, and European allies have deployed thousands of more troops to the eastern part of the alliance.
Thousands of Ukrainians answering a call to receive weapons and defend their country. Anxious times for loved ones here in the U.S.
Ella Fuchs is from Moscow, but now lives in Houston. Her grandparents and cousins are in Kyiv, Ukraine, and they are staying, as men have been told they cannot leave if they're between 18 and 60. The husband of one of her cousins plans to fight the Russians.
He went to a register, to help protect. I think he's getting a gun or some ammunition or something.
But Fuchs is from Moscow, and her father lives there now.
Russian people have nothing to do with it. I know so many Russians in Russia and here who are embarrassed, ashamed.
She says she wants Putin targeted specifically and for Europe and the U.S. to send all Russian officials in their countries out and back to Moscow.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden taps Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as a Supreme Court nominee, saying she strives to be fair and get it right. She used to clerk for retiring Justice Stephen Breyer.
The members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Senate Democrats hope for hearings next month and a vote in early April. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
A bill that could limit teachers' discussions with younger students about LGBTQ issues advances in the Florida legislature.
Florida's State House of Representatives passes a bill that restricts teaching of gay and transgender social issues to middle and high schoolers and would even allow parents of a K through 5 student to sue a school if the child is subjected to it. The bill passed on party lines, and its Democratic critics say the bill will alienate young LGBT children. The bill's sponsors say it doesn't stop spontaneous discussions, nor does it prevent any in-school counseling.
Fox's Evan Brown. That bill heads next to the Florida Senate. A leading Democratic U.S. senator says he thinks the Biden administration could ask Congress for $10 billion more to finance the U.S. response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says that could include funding to help Ukrainian refugees fleeing to Poland and nearby countries, also helping those nations' militaries and moving more U.S. troops to Europe. One long time Republican lawmaker confirms his plan to step aside at the end of this year.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe will retire at the end of this Congress, leaving the Senate with 4 years left on his term. Inhofe, in a statement, says it is time for the next generation of Oklahomans to serve, noting he first ran for public office in 1967. Inhofe was first appointed to the Senate in 1994, elected to his first full term 2 years later. Previously, he served in the U.S. House, Oklahoma State House, and mayor of Tulsa. Inhofe Inhofe is 87 years old. Oklahoma law calls for a special election in November to fill the rest of Inhofe's term. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wall Street takes off, the Dow up 834 at the close. The S&P also gaining more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.